Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Five reasons God made sport. Number two, God made sport for our joy. Romans 1, 21-25. For although they knew God, they did not honour him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonouring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. There's no more special place to me than being on the water. It's my happy place. It's my vision of paradise. The closest thing on earth for me to paradise is being out on the river with the sun out in my boat. That's British rower Anastasia Chitty. Why did God make sport? God made sport so you would smile. He even built it into our biology. Endorphins are chemicals produced by the brain and released during exercise. They lift our mood. But the joy of sport isn't just chemical. It's deeper. Joy runs into identity, community, and meaning. God created us to experience joy. He made the world for our delight and ultimately so we would delight in him. Sport is one of God's good gifts, designed for us to enjoy and in that enjoyment to glorify him. But here's the problem. The human heart is brilliant at turning good gifts into ultimate things. We're idol makers. You may think that's a bit of a stretch. We're not the kind of people, are we, to take a bunch of gold and make a golden calf out of it? But pause and look a bit closer. Think about sport. Stadiums can feel a bit like cathedrals. Fans worship with chants, athletes make sacrifices, rituals abound. Sport can so easily become a God substitute, a place we look for joy, identity, or even salvation, things that only God can give. So what do we do? Paul tells us in Romans that true joy comes as we worship and serve the Creator, not created things. When Jesus is our greatest treasure, sport is freed from being an idol. It becomes what it was always meant to be, a gift to be received with gratitude. The Bible says that knowing Jesus is like finding hidden treasure, the greatest prize imaginable. If you follow him, it's as if you've already won the ultimate championship. That frees you to enjoy sport without it owning you. God made sport for our joy. So why didn't you stop now and list 10 things you want to thank and praise God for about your sport? Things that give you joy. Now, let us pray. Father, thank you for the joy of sport, for the thrill of competition, the gift of teammates, and even the endorphin-fueled smiles it brings. Guard my heart from making sport into an idol. Help me to enjoy it as your good gift, without looking to it for what only you can give. May my ultimate joy always be found in Jesus, the greatest prize of all. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray ahead of your game day for all those people you're going to encounter today, that you might be able to speak to them of the joy you have in Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.